Okay, so I just had an idea and I wanted to get it out there onto the podcast world. It's about communication and types of communication. This is all predicated on my previous podcast about simplifying your message. Once you simplify the message for yourself and you have it written down somewhere and you have the bullet points written down, and then you take that message and you find different ways to communicate it. So a lot of people get caught up in how to post it on social media, how to post videos of it, how to post pictures of it. But I think one of the important things for me, maybe this is just because I'm an idiot and I didn't do schoolwork at all, like maybe this is obvious, but when you make like a worksheet, basically, like an information sheet, kind of like a syllabus for yourself, not only does it make it easier to communicate that. Those ideas with yourself over and over again, but it allows you to communicate it with other people because they can see it, they can hold it if it's a flyer. And then from that, you can extract and pull out more types of communication. So, I mean, when you see the greats in marketing right now, that's all they're doing. That is all they're doing. Like these internet guys, they are laying down some idea that they want to sell you. First of all, it's not really an like just information when they're trying to sell you. They're trying to build up some idea that you eventually want to buy from them. So they're laying the foundation saying, this is this, this is this, this is this, this is this. And then at a higher level, we can go in depth on it, but you have to pay me. So when you write down and create like a little flyer saying, this is what I do, this is like how I do it, it communicates it. So you say, like, I do web design, I do storytelling, I do branding, and I do all this. That's what I've done. It creates like the authority. It creates the idea that you have done it before. And everyone always talks about making a portfolio of your work. Like when I said, hey, I'm gonna go out and do my own thing to my coworkers, to the people that I work with, they're like, oh, well, you need a portfolio. You need to start with a portfolio. I personally don't because I've done this before. I've designed websites and colors and like psychology of website and web design. And like I've done it before. So it's not that I need a portfolio. I have done work like that in the past, but I need to communicate that's what I've done. But the whole portfolio thing is kind of nonsense because, you know, you have to like write up a testimonial and like put the layout of everything. But what I think I needed more than people to tell me to create a portfolio was to communicate what I'm capable of and go sell that thing. Like, I know all the things about buying a website, a domain. The thing is, a lot of people who are listening to this might know all those things, but there's a lot of people who don't know anything about that. They use their iPhone every day, they watch TV every day, but they don't know how to buy a domain name, they don't know how to build a website, they don't know how to use that website on social media, they don't know how to storytell to get people to actually come to their website, meaning they just like forget about it and they stop caring and stop trying to get their message out there. And that sucks. I want people to get their message out there. Like the people who don't know how to do it are sometimes the ones who need to do it the most. Because if they're successful, they create more success in their community. And I can help them along the way and become more successful myself. But yeah, just wow. That went long, but I had a lot to say. Wow. Two podcasts today. But tell me what you think. If it was confusing, let me know. If you liked anything I said, let me know. DM me on Instagram or send me a voice note on here. Be great. Bye.